gentlemen, it's Thursday, July 25th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com with 103 days. 103 days until the presidential election. And how much is going to happen between now and then? Well, look at just what's happened in the month of July. And it's going to get wild. Now, a couple things that we're really going to hone in on today. The Democrats have always been outright liars. And they've always engaged in blatant propaganda. You know this. I know this. Especially in recent American politics. But what they've done now with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, it might be so obvious now that the American people are finally starting to catch up. This whole narrative that Kamala Harris was never the border czar, I mean, folks, this is just crazy. The grass was never green. The sun was never hot. The ocean was never blue. You were never at war with East Asia. You were always at war with East Asia. It's 1984 Orwellian levels. I mean, we've got the same news organizations that once said she was the border czar, their own stories, quote, Kamala Harris, the border czar, now saying she was never the border czar. We've got leftists that do news hits on TV. She was never the border czar. They write stories saying she was the border czar. We've got the actual resolution from Biden's desk saying she was the border czar. Literally says border czar. But now they say, no, Kamala Harris had nothing to do with the border, even Karine Jean-Pierre. So we're going to explain all that. What was the deal last night with Joe Biden's statement? And I think we have found the ultimate evidence here that it was pre-recorded. Now, there could be an explanation, but I would say it was likely pre-taped, pre-recorded, probably took 8 or 9 takes just to get that final product. Who knows? But we have the evidence, and I want to correct the record because I'm seeing a lot of people showing the evidence that it was pre-recorded, and I want to explain exactly what was going on because it's one of those phenomenons where it's like right in front of your face and people still get it wrong. So I'm going to correct the record on that as far as the proof is concerned. You know, this whole situation with Netanyahu and Israel and everything, it's so touchy-feely. I mean, you almost don't even want to talk about it. But there were some big developments there. And I think the left has a problem, actually. I think the left has a problem here because those protesters were mostly Democrat voters. I think we would all agree. Or traditionally Democrat voters, they definitely lean left. And so now, Biden meeting with Netanyahu today and Kamala Harris condemning the protesters, that is going to hurt them politically. That is definitely going to hurt them politically. And I mean, yeah, obviously they should be condemned. They're burning American flags and desecrating monuments, obviously, yes. But isn't it nice? Isn't that amazing? We've had the month of July 2024, for the first time ever, ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing Democrats disavow political violence. Never seen before, ever. They had to disavow the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. We all know why. And now they're having to disavow their probably now former voters out in the streets desecrating monuments and burning American flags. Ladies and gentlemen, it's July 2024. And for the first time in modern American history, you are hearing Democrats disavow political violence. That tells you how desperate they are. But that's their people out there. And now Harris has condemned them. Think they're going to be excited to go vote for Harris? I don't think so. So we got all that and more coming up.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest, from the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Kamala Harris is the border czar. Kamala Harris was never the border czar. This is what they are trying to tell you. As of 2021, Kamala Harris was the border czar. Now, I'm just going to lay this all out. And again, this is about defeating Kamala Harris politically. And even though it's easy to sit here and say, hey, look, she cackles like a hyena. Hey, look, she speaks gibberish like a drunken toddler. Hey, look, she peacocks around like a inbred, you know, peacock. So, yeah, we could easily sit here and so this is what you want? This clown? This phony? By the way, now stories are getting out. It's like, I don't even know. I mean, I don't know if she drinks as much as Nancy Pelosi, but maybe that explains her strange behavior. I mean, Hillary Clinton, I don't know. But, no, it's the policies and it's the politics. So, we've got the resolution signed by Joe Biden that says she was the border czar. We've got the video of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris sitting at the table when he declares her the border czar. We've got all the news reports saying she's the border czar. But now, all of a sudden, 2024, it's like it never happened. And this isn't like the Mandela effect, where you go watch the old Star Wars movie and it's not Luke, I am your father, it's No, I'm your father, or Curious George, did he have a tail, did he not have a tail? So it's not like you go back and you look for the evidence and it's not there and you're like, wait a second, what? I could have sworn they said she was the border czar. Where, I can't find the evidence now. All the evidence is still right there. It's just all right there, right in front of your eyes. So there's no Mandela effect where you're confused. You're like, wait a second, I thought it was the border czar, but maybe I was wrong. I can't find any evidence. Nope, all the evidence is right there. It's just total Orwellian. It's just Democrat Party lies and propaganda from their mainstream media friends to Karine Jean-Pierre. They're all saying she was never the border czar. So, okay, why are they separating Kamala Harris from the border? Because the border's a disaster. It's one of the biggest issues heading into this election, maybe the top issue. The border might be issue number one, but it's certainly top three. So they have to separate Kamala from the disastrous border. And that's what they're efforting. So, no, we have to make sure everybody knows she is directly connected to the open border. She is indeed the border czar. So that's why we're witnessing this propaganda. They know this is damaging to her. Look, you making fun of her laugh, making fun of her gibberish, making fun of her dancing might get some people turned off by her, might make people more endearing towards her. It's the policies. That's why they're trying to separate her from the border. right there. Now, there's plenty of other reasons why Kamala is so dangerous, I will say. In fact, I would say Kamala Harris is the most dangerous presidential candidate in the history of this country. And I don't even know if it's close, to be honest with you. I don't even know if it's close. Kamala Harris is the fatal intersection of arrogance and ignorance. Kamala Harris didn't receive a single vote. Kamala Harris is such a phony and so disconnected from the real world that there will be people starving and dying in the streets, and she will be laughing and dancing on television. That's the reality of Kamala Harris, the most dangerous presidential candidate in the history of this country, ladies and gentlemen. They're even scrubbing records where they would do report cards, and Kamala Harris was considered the most liberal, the most leftist member of the Senate as recent as 2019. They're now deleting these web pages. Oh, don't worry, we have the archives. Kamala Harris will be a communist despot. Kamala Harris will starve this country to death. She is the fatal intersection of ignorance and arrogance. She is the most dangerous presidential candidate we've ever had in this country. And that's the message. And I think it's working, actually. I think a lot of people see through this on the Democrat side. You've got the anti-Israel left that doesn't like her because she just condemned them. You got the Black Lives Matter left that condemned her because she was a cop that had thousands of black men arrested for marijuana and held them in prison so they could do work for her for the state. She looked at that as a good thing. And then you've got the party that's trying to protect democracy giving you a nominee that didn't receive a single vote. So even the left is seeing through this. But what do they do? Because I think the story here is the Democrats obviously don't want to have a primary. And I think that that's what this comes down to. I don't think the Democrats want to have a primary. I think the Democrats wanted to hold on to Joe Biden long enough to avoid a real primary and then do the switcheroo with Kamala. Now, I don't know why they want Kamala. They might not want Kamala. There's a back and forth on whether Obama is going to endorse Kamala or not. Now, maybe they want Kamala, maybe they don't. But they certainly didn't want to have a primary. And I think that's why they held on to Joe Biden for so long. And then once he had the delegates said, okay, let's put him on the stage for a debate. See how he does. When he fails catastrophically, we'll remove him. So this is a party that doesn't believe in the democratic process within its own workings and voter base. And, you know, then there's the other observation that most people are having as well. And I've got a CNN panelist talking about this. Isn't it amazing? Without the bat of an eye, without questioning a single thing, the very same people that were all in for Joe Biden just last week telling you how great Joe Biden is. He's the one that's going to beat Trump. He's the only one that can beat Trump. And they're taking this till the end no matter what. Just last week they were telling you that. And now this week, nope, now it's Kamala Harris. Exact same rhetoric, exact same stance, exact same support. By the way, all that money that they were bragging about, her fundraising, has been frozen because of a potential FEC violation filed by the Trump campaign. So even that narrative was fake. She didn't have a record fundraising, folks. They had these massive caches of political funds that they just switched the flow to Kamala Harris. So, yeah, Kamala Harris had $0 for a presidential campaign because she wasn't running for president. And then when Joe dropped out, she was running for president, so all Joe's money just went to her. So there was no record 24-hour donation. That was total bullcrap. They took Joe's treasure chest, and then they just ripped Joe's name off of it and gave it to Kamala. And now the Trump campaign has filed a complaint with the FEC, and those funds are frozen. Could have been a violation. I mean, do you think the FEC is going to do anything about it? Probably not. But yet here we are. So even that was a lie. There was no record donations to Kamala Harris, folks. They lied to you about that to make it seem like she was popular and getting support. She wasn't. That was money that was for the Joe Biden campaign that Kamala Harris, yeah, she went from $0 for a presidential campaign to $100 million because she wasn't running for president. So everything is a lie coming from these people. But let's just really bury this border czar conversation, shall we? By the way, you've got the northern border is now an issue. Did you see that? U.S.-Canada illegal border crossings surge. And they're going to New York City is where they're going. They're going to Pennsylvania is where they're going. So the northern border is now wide open. Did you hear about this one? Armed robbers posing as delivery drivers raid Colorado family home, assault children. Apparently, this is a problem in Colorado. Fake delivery workers forced their way into Aurora home, robbed family. And what's being talked about is that these are Venezuelan gangs. So the Venezuelan gang members that Venezuela released from prison and then they got paid to come to the United States and cross our southern border illegally. That's what's going on. Yep. You fund the whole thing. Kamala Harris's open border. So the Venezuelan gangs were released from prison, sent to the southern border, and now they're in Colorado running gang activity, posing as delivery drivers, assaulting families, and robbing their houses. Thank you, Kamala Harris. The borders are. Orwellian. Media try to purge the record that Kamala Harris is Joe Biden's borders are. This stuff is crazy. You're witnessing Orwellian level propaganda. That's the headline from Newsbusters. You know Ron Filipkowski, Democrat propaganda agent on social media? He's one of these individuals who's claiming she was never the border czar. I mean, here he is yesterday. Axios posted a false story that Harris was appointed as the border czar. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. She was never a border czar, says Democrat propaganda agent Ron Filipkowski. But hold on a second here, guys. Hold on a second here. Let's see. Ron Filipkowski says that Kamala Harris was never the border czar. Except that Ron Filipkowski himself has called her the border czar. Guys, I can't find the video on my list. Is it not here? Let me see. No, it's just him. Well, I know you guys have it because you printed the tweet, but I'll tell you what. We'll just come back to that because I can't find it on the list. So, okay, we'll have to come back to that. This is House Resolution March 24th, 2021 resolution. Whereas on March 24th, 2021, Vice President Kamala Harris was named Border Czar in charge of leading efforts to stem migration across the United States-Mexico border. Biden himself appointed her the border czar. Now, this is the day of I think it's in clip five. If you guys B-roll clip five, this is the actual meeting that they had. No, okay. It's somewhere on here. It's somewhere on this list. Yes, yes. Yeah, go ahead and B-roll clip eight. So this is the White House meeting where Joe Biden appointed Kamala Harris as the border czar. There it is. Go ahead. You can pop up a little audio here.
And the countries we're going to need help in stemming.
He's fumbling and slurring.
Movement of so many folks stemming the migration to our southern border. So this new surge we're dealing with now started with the last administration, but it's our responsibility to deal with
it. So that's a blatant lie.
And to stop what's happening. And so this increase has been consequential. But the vice president's agreed, among the multiple other things that have happened in the meeting, and I appreciate it, lead our diplomatic effort and work with those nations to accept the returnees and enhance migration enforcement at their borders.
Okay, that's 2021.
Mexico.
That's 2021 in the White House. Even then, you can tell Biden's already shot. He's slurring his words, stuttering, stammering, can't even talk. He's got the stupid face mask on. Appointing Kamala Harris as the border czar. That's 2021. Here's the media then, and here's the media now in clip four.
Quote, unquote, border czar. Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
People going to have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans labeled her.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
Mm-hmm. There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Calling her sort of the border czar, which wasn't necessarily the case.
So the border, if they weren't planning to address it in a major way, do not make her your border czar. She met with some of the Northern Triangle countries, but nothing has effectively changed.
Oh, and by the way, they did have Ron in there. But let's just play Ron directly, because he's got a statement yesterday saying she was never the border czar. She was never the border czar. It's fake news, said Ron Philip, Democrat propaganda Kowski. Go ahead and play Ron saying it himself. This is literally him saying it. Go ahead.
I think Joe Biden has gone there once. Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar, hasn't gone there at all.
Oh.
And so I think that communication is a big problem.
These people are outright liars. There's no other way to put it. And you know, that's what's so frustrating about American politics today. You want to debate policy, you want to debate issues, you want to debate foreign affairs, all these things. We can have a debate on all these things. We're not having a debate. They just lie to you. The Democrat media lies to you. The Democrat Party lies to you. They called her the border czar. Now she's not the border czar and never was the border czar. These are liars. They're not here to debate ideas. They're not here to debate issues. They're not here to debate policies and successes or failures. They're here to lie to you. They're here to steal elections. They're here to nominate somebody and put them in the White House that didn't get a single vote. These are tyrants. These are corrupt politicians, corrupt media members. That's what's so frustrating about this. Our ideas are better anyway. But we don't even get to sit here and show the American people that because they just lie to you. They don't even hide it. And then they try to delete her record on the government tracking website. She was ranked the most liberal, the most leftist amongst all senators on her 2019 report card, and Government Tracker has now deleted that page as of this morning. They tried to erase Kamala Harris's far-left ideology, far-left liberal policies. So here's all I'm saying. Democrat voters love to be lied to, and then they love to lie to you. I don't think there is any other conclusion that you can reach. But the American people that don't like being lied to, the American people that actually want to talk about policies and failures or successes, this is a major opportunity to show exactly what we are talking about. They lie about the borders are. I mean, look, here's Hakeem Jeffries. Same thing. Listen to Hakeem Jeffries, House Minority Leader, clip three.
She was never assigned the position of border czar. They're making that up.
These are liars, folks. So that's what I'm saying. I get people and they push back. They're like, oh, it's the false left-right paradigm. And, you know, why do you sit here and attack the Democrats? Folks, this is like level one, okay? We got a lot of issues in this country. But, I mean, if we can't defeat these outright liars politically, if we can't win politically with our ideas and just win over the American people to at least just see, hey, look, you don't have to agree with me on everything, but can you see here the Democrats are just outright lying to you? Can you see here that the Democrats just outright steal elections? Can you see here that the nominee to be president didn't even get a single vote? Can you see here what's going on? Can you see here how they lied about Joe Biden's health and covered it up for 3 years? Can you see what's going on here? Maybe you don't agree with me, but I'm not up here lying to you every day. Do you want to be ruled by liars? So, yeah, if the American people, if we can't defeat the Democrat Party and put this disgusting terrorist organization behind us politically and move on and form new parties to replace them, then, yeah, we're never going to deal with the other issues that people have that are lurking behind that. But I think the American people are seeing this. I think the American people are seeing this. And I think Kamala Harris so far has been a disaster as a nominee. But what do you do now if you're the Democrats? Do you really throw your party even into more chaos? Do you really put your voters into an even more desperate state of confusion by nominating somebody else? Or do you now have to go with the inbred, drunken hyena peacock, Kamala Harris, that everybody sees that you're lying about being a border czar? Everybody sees that she didn't get a single vote to earn the nomination. Even all the money that they tried to give her, probably likely illegal as well. We got more on this. Marjorie Taylor Greene calling her out on Capitol Hill. And then what are they trying to do to save her? They have her going to a record store and buying black artists' vinyls. Oh, yeah, that'll work. I'm sure she's such a connoisseur of classical black musicians. Oh, yes.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities, they ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have the communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions and coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state, intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Yeah, and then there's the DEI press secretary telling you that the DEI vice president is the future of the party here. And so the future looks kind of dim for the Democrats here, but this is no shocker either. Kamala Harris, she's the original Hawk Tua girl. That's the way she got where she is. And the party's going downhill if it's in her hands.
That was tough. That was harsh.
Oh, that was a little too harsh, was it? But true, right? Yeah. Well, maybe that's not the way we defeat her. But it is good for a laugh. Now, it's obvious what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to get out the female vote with Kamala and say, oh, first female president. She'll hammer abortion rights. And then they'll obviously try to get the black vote out, making you think that she's an African-American when she's just simply not. She's not an African-American. Neither of her parents are from America. And neither of them are from Africa either. So we'll see if Black America wants this stolen valor culture warrior to be the first black president. We'll see if the women of America want this phony Hawk Tua to be the first female president. Let's just see. But this is what they're doing. They're having her going into record stores saying, oh, look, I love all these classical black musicians. Look, I got some vinyls of some black folks. This is desperation here in clip two.
Okay, so first of all, Charlie Mingus, really one of the greatest jazz performers ever. One of my favorite albums of all time. Roy Ayers, Everybody Loves Sunshine. You know this one? So good. It's a classic.
Yeah,
and
sure.
The Corn Game Bag, right? And this is a beautiful one. It's Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I'm sure she was such a huge fan. I'm sure she listened to those growing up. I'm sure she could tell you every track. I'm sure she could. This woman is a known liar. She just lies on command. Remember when she was on the Morning Breakfast podcast and she said that she used to listen to Snoop Dogg and Tupac while smoking weed in college? The problem was Snoop Dogg and Tupac, neither one of them had a record out. Neither one of them had made any music by the time she was in college. So she just completely made that up. But I'm sure she's listening to these classic black jazz artists, guys. I'm sure. I'm sure she's a big fan. Clearly. She's really convinced me, you know. She's convinced me. That's what they're doing to try to get the black vote. I mean, can you believe? You should be offended, quite frankly. I'd be offended if I was black and that's what she was trying to do. But that's all they got. That's all they got at this point. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene blasting the border czar in front of Congress today, clip five.
Since being appointed by border czar by President Joe Biden, Kamala Harris has undoubtedly been a complete failure in her job and has destroyed our country by releasing a record-setting levels of criminals, rapists, and terrorists into our communities. Despite the attempts of the fake news media to whitewash her appointment as border czar, as Axios correctly reported, and they're now lying and say they never did, she was in fact labeled a border czar by nearly every major news outlet across the country. Border czar Kamala Harris said, "Do not come," yet proudly welcomed 11.5 million illegals from over 160 countries, including over 2 million known gotaways who completely evaded U.S. authorities. She stood by and allowed these people to come in and idly watched our children and women being raped by illegal alien criminals. She's not just allowing them to come. The policies of the administration allow the CBP One app to import over 400,000 illegals into American communities. Under her watch as border czar, this has happened. She can fake it for the photo ops, but we know that Kamala Harris wholeheartedly supports the chaos at our border, the chaos in our streets, and the chaos in the families who have been victims of her open border policies. Border czar Harris outlandishly compared ICE to agent to KKK. And radically called for the ICE to be abolished. She also posted the Minnesota Freedom Fund to bail out violent Black Lives Matter terrorists who burned down cities, looted stores, destroyed communities, and caused over $2 billion in damage to American communities all over America. Kamala Harris is not only the border czar, she is also the czar of chaos. And her policies have destroyed America.
The border czar. Record number of illegal crossings under Kamala Harris's watch. Record number of illegal aliens getting on welfare paid for by you, taking over your schools, your cities under her watch. That's the border czar. But she was supposed to stop it. No, the truth is Kamala Harris is an empty suit and an empty skull. Whatever she says she's going to do, she's not going to do anything. But if you think Biden's policies are bad, Kamala Harris is either equal to Biden policy-wise or much further to the left. Much further to the left. And just be prepared for this because this is going to be the response. Oh, well, She wasn't the border czar. She wasn't the border czar. She was in charge of the diplomatic relations. In fact, I think even Karine Jean-Pierre might have said that today. I think she might have said that today in clip 18. Let's go to clip 18. Karine Jean-Pierre trying to lie to the American people about the border czar, Kamala Harris, clip 18.
The first one says Vice President Harris was never appointed border czar. There's never been such a position. It doesn't exist. Why are Democrats so sensitive about the vice president and the border?
Why are Republicans so sensitive about actually not owning up to them getting in the way of a border deal?
Oh, pause that. I'm sorry. I can't let that one slide. Republicans getting in the way of a border deal. That's like, I mean, folks, it's like if you go to a food bank, let's say, and you need to get some canned food for your family, and you go to the food bank, you're like, hey, can I, you know, get some canned food goods? They say, okay, we'll get you some canned food goods. We just need your kidney. Say, what? Yeah, we just need to put you on the operating table. We're going to cut you open and take a kidney. Say, well, okay, well, I don't want to give you my kidney. I just want the canned foods. Gee, why are you getting in the way? You're causing yourself not to get the canned foods, not me. See what you've done here now? You can't get any canned foods because you won't give us our kidney. That's the negotiation the Democrats are engaged in. We want money for Ukraine. We want all this other money, or we're not going to secure the border. And then the bill doesn't even secure the border. So it's just a blatant lie from Karine Jean-Pierre. Go ahead.
Up to that. Why won't they own up to the last president told them not to move forward? It was a bipartisan deal on just right there, available to them, and they voted twice against it. Twice against it. Why are they so sensitive to moving forward and actually dealing on an issue that majority of Americans care about, is dealing with what's going on at the border?
Do you think that the border would be less of a talking point now if there was less migration to the border, say, if somebody had addressed root causes of migration sooner?
Wait, hold on a second. Did you not hear the beginning of my... I know there were a lot of toppers, but one of the toppers, I talked about what we're seeing at the border.
Did you just call Kamala Harris a topper?
It's down by 55%. Not because of Republicans and Congress and what they did. It's because of what this president and this vice president did. They saw, he moved forward and took actions to deal with what's going on at the border. Republicans continue to block getting resources to the Border Patrol agents. They
All right, we got block. More from Karine Jean-Pierre. But again, folks, like, it's just the Democrats are using the open border and the illegal surge of illegal aliens as a political negotiating tactic. That's all they're doing. They're letting them in. I mean, of course, they want them all in here anyway, and they want them to vote Democrat. But then they're saying, okay, maybe we'll secure the border, but you got to give us all this other stuff. You got to give us an arm and a leg. And the Republicans are like, well, we're not going to give you an arm and a leg. Can you please shut down the border? And they're like, why won't you shut down the border and give us your arm and a leg? And then the bill doesn't even shut down the border. I mean, again, these people are such liars. Why are we dealing with this?
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now,
We have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, here's Ducey, Green, Jean-Pierre, round two with the open border question in clip 20.
As a partner, though, she's been in charge of root causes of migration for years. She has never spoken to the Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens or the Border Patrol Chief before him, Raul Ortiz. What should that tell us about her leadership style?
She was supposed to be doing root causes dealing with diplomacy. Diplomacy. That's what her job was supposed to be. Diplomatic. That's the job. And I understand that you're asking these questions, but we should also look at congressional Republicans who got in the way.
There it is again. So this is going to be their obfuscation is, oh, she was in charge of diplomacy. She was in charge of root causes. Okay. What has she done with that? What has Kamala Harris done at a diplomatic level? What has Kamala Harris done to address the root causes? What has she done then? Fine. You're going to lie and say she wasn't the border czar. She wasn't in charge of the border, even though Biden said she was. And all the media said she was. And that was her job. Fine. Okay. Play that game. Oh, she was in charge of diplomatic relations. And she was in charge of root causes. Okay. So what has she done on that? Still nothing. So that doesn't even work here. So, no, she wasn't the border czar. She wasn't in charge of the actual border. She was in charge of diplomacy with the root causes. Okay, and she did what as that role? She did what? took a couple vacations. Numbers only went up. What did she discover were the root causes? So it doesn't even work. So it's a nice excuse. It's a nice deflection. It's a nice straw man. But it doesn't hold up. Oh, she's not the border czar. Just in charge of the root causes and the diplomatic relations. And she did what with that? Nothing. So no. That's not acceptable. What are the root causes of illegal immigration? Oh, I don't know. Communism? Might be one of the problems. Socialism? Communism? They want to come here to a free country? What are the root causes of illegal migration? Oh, I know. The open border. There it is. We have an open border. That's the root cause. Yeah. What are the root causes of the illegal border crossings? Oh, I know. The welfare state. They get free stuff when they come here. What do you think would happen at a bar on 6th Street in Austin, Texas, if they started giving out free beer and they weren't doing a head count? What do you think would happen, guys? You think that bar might get a little busy? You think that bar might get packed? You think people might rush or surge to that bar to get a free drink? Is that a little too trivial? It's the same difference. The door is open and there's free stuff on the other side of it. Oh, but gee, Kamala Harris was supposed to address the root causes. Did she close the door? Did she stop the free handouts? Did she go to these countries where they're all coming from and condemn socialist policies? No, no, and no. So, I mean, if you want to be frustrated about this, not only does the United States of America take in now 2 million illegal immigrants a year, illegal border crossers, illegal aliens. Not only do we take in 2 million a year under Kamala Harris's watch, we also give them free stuff. And we send humanitarian aid to all the countries that send them here. So you're getting triple screwed. You're getting triple screwed. You have no border, you pay for the illegal crossers, and you send the countries where they come humanitarian aid. Because we have fools that run our country. Because we have liars and corrupt politicians that run our country. This should never be happening. None of that should be happening. And yet here we are. Kamala Harris, her leftist ideology is dangerous, perhaps the most dangerous. And this is the big lie that the left falls for. And really, it comes down to this. And I hark on this every day, but it's just true. And this is the realization and why it's so dangerous when Democrats and leftists get in charge. Politically, they have the lowest IQ of any group. You can look at all, there's all kinds of different political groups. There's libertarians, there's conservatives, there's Republicans. Leftists and Democrats have the lowest political IQ. And this is the proof. Listen to the Kamala Harris ideology. Try to make sense of it, but we'll make sense of it if you can't. Listen to this in clip 12.
It has to be about a goal of saying everybody should end up in the same place. And since we didn't start in the same place, some folks might need more. Equitable distribution. Giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. So there's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggests often everybody should get the same thing. Well, that often assumes everybody started out in the same place, as opposed to equity, which is everyone should end up in the same place. And if you then understand not everybody started out in the same place, you understand some people need more. So we all end up in the same place. Right?
We are proud of the fact that equity is one of our guiding principles. Proud of the fact that we understand equality is important, but not everybody starts out on the same base.
We see that people in our country are having an experience that is not equal. So when we talk about the work we are doing here together, it is recognizing that and being guided by this principle of what we must do in the spirit and in the interest of equity. To put equity firmly at the center of our economic policy.
But no, if you look at the reality of who will benefit from certain policies, when you take into account that they're not starting at the same place and they're not starting on equal footing, it will directly benefit black children, black families, black homeowners.
Now, this is outright class warfare, is what it really is. It's outright class warfare. And then from a policy agenda, it's outright socialism. But let's get to the soul and the heart of this ideology that she's professing here. If I come to this studio and I work 20 hours a day, should the guy that works 2 hours a day get the same amount of money as I? Of course not. Let's say there's a family. And let's say that the parents work hard their entire life to have a nice living and something they want to leave for their children. Well, let's say there's another family. The parents didn't work really hard and left nothing to their children. So should the parents of the family that didn't work hard be allowed to steal from the parents that did work hard to leave something to their children? No, of course not. Of course not. No matter how hard I try, no matter how hard I try, no matter how much I practice, no matter how much time I put in, I will never be a Major League Baseball player. So should I get a Major League Baseball contract? The government cannot, would not, and will not ever make every citizen rich. But the government can and will, under a socialist policy, make every citizen poor. That's why this is the most dangerous presidential candidate in the history of this country, ladies and gentlemen. She's farther left than Obama. She's farther left than Biden. She's off the map. She's an outright socialist. She didn't receive a single vote. This is what creates communist despots. This is the most dangerous political candidate for president in the history of this country, ladies and gentlemen. It's Kamala Harris. It's a serious problem.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest, from the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Everything is in context. My mother used to, she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, "I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?" You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
Do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America? Then,
no.
Do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education.
According to the book, Biden leaned over to Pete Buttigieg at the podium to his right. They barely knew each other, but Biden was looking for someone to share the moment with. Well, he said, that was some effing BS.
Kamala Harris will easily go down as the worst vice president in U.S. history. Her rise to the office has left a trail of mediocrity, confusion, and betrayal.
Well, the Klan was what we would call today a domestic terrorist group.
Why? Why would we call them domestic terrorist group?
Because they tried to use fear and force to change political environment.
And what was the motivation for the use of fear and force?
It was based on race and ethnicity.
Right. Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion at ICE is being used to enforce the laws?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
The catastrophes that are causing people to leave right now, the hurricanes, the pandemic, the drought, and extreme food insecurity. And then there are the long-standing issues, the root causes, the lack of climate adaptation and climate resilience, the lack of good governance.
That Kamala Harris maintains an enemies list. Journalists who make her mad. Harris, Politico reported, quote, tracks political players and reporters whom she thinks don't fully understand or appreciate her life experience. Her life experience, like growing up in Canada.
But her facade is quickly disintegrating. As Politico reported, Vice President Kamala Harris's aides are in a panic, stating that she is effing up and perhaps shouldn't be the heir apparent for 2024's presidential race because she could not defeat whomever the Republican Party puts up.
And then they launched.
Yeah, they did.
Do I see people testifying? Can I get a witness?
Democrats start trying to play the race card. I want y'all to understand this. Kamala is not black. Her kids is not black. Her husband is not black. She does not come from black culture. So don't tell me I got to support Kamala Harris because she's black. The race pander from the Democratic Party got to stop. It's really that simple. Thank you for listening.
As a black woman living in the United States, I am telling you, do not vote for Kamala Harris just because she is black and just because she is a woman. Especially if you are a Christian watching this, and if you have the voting ability, vote for the person that God wants in office. Now, I'm not going to say whether that is Kamala or Trump or whoever. But what I do know is that one side is very clearly pushing for godly principles to be established, and one side is pushing against those principles.
But you're also Indian American, and I'm just curious.
Indeed.
What's the best? How do you describe yourself?
Did you read my book? How do I describe myself? I describe myself as a proud American.
If Harris can barely handle the mainly ceremonial office of the vice presidency, imagine the hell on earth we can expect if Biden's passing gives her the dictatorial power that she craves.
I knew you were still there. You're not going anywhere, Joe.
I'm watching you, kid. I love you.
Well, folks, if she doesn't start polling well with black Americans and women, they're going to replace her, too. That's what's going to happen. That'll be fun.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, joining me now is Emily Wilson from the Emily Saves America podcast. You can find her on X, Emily Saves America, or her website, EmilySavesAmerica.com. And I wanted to get her on today because she is the demographic that the Democrats are relying on to elect Kamala Harris. And by the way, there's all kinds of polling data that shows the Democrats need the woman vote. Specifically, though, the single woman vote. Married women actually lean Republican, whereas single women vote 68% Democrat. So Kamala needs black Americans and female Americans to vote for her. So Emily joins me now. Emily, do you think young women, middle-aged women, single women, do you think they're buying into Kamala Harris at the rate that the Democrats need them to?
No, she's one of the most unlikable women on the planet. And if you're also going, women are embarrassed by her. The only women I see that aren't genuinely embarrassed to the core by her are the single liberal women that are extremely unattractive and unlikable naturally, so they can relate to her all over TikTok. If you go on TikTok for more than 5 minutes, even as a woman who leans middle in a lot of things, I'm like, oh yeah, this is really embarrassing for women and probably why men don't want us to vote anymore.
Well, not all men, but we don't have to talk about the 19th Amendment today. It does seem that that's the angle they're going with is, hey, look, here's a cool filter. Hey, look, here's a cool dance video. Hey, look, a pop artist likes Kamala. You mentioned TikTok. That's where I'm seeing all the promotion. That seems to be the only area where they're having success.
Yeah, it's the only area they have success because it's the platform with the dumbest group of people, which is funny because she also, the video is going viral now naturally of her saying, I think the dumbest demographic is 18 to 24. And she's like, why do you think we put them in dormitories? TikTok is the most far left platform there is with genuinely the most easily influenced people. But like I say, if right wing people were smart, they would get on that platform too. Our messages are harder to press and every video I post gets flagged and taken down. But we need to be on those platforms or else all you're going to see is pro Kamala stuff, which is all that's on it right now.
Well, I agree that she's not palatable. And I mean, I guess that's easy for me to say. I'm a man and I'm a conservative that despises left wing politics and ideology, which she represents to me. But I mean, even for just like you said, just the average woman, maybe middle-aged, middle-class, whatever, black, white, doesn't matter. I mean, she just doesn't seem palatable to anybody. I mean, she's such a phony. I don't know how anybody buys this. Only phonies would support other phonies.
I mean, it's really, as a woman, and I was like liberal and Democrat my entire life, I live in Los Angeles, for the love of God. It's one of those things where you watch her and you're like, okay, besides the fact that she's a woman, which if you're voting on that alone, you shouldn't be voting, you're very uneducated, but it's the fact that she is so genuinely unlikable. When she's in the interview and they're like, hey, you're in charge of the border, have you been to the border? And she's like, well, I haven't been to Europe either. It's like, when you see clips like that, like, she is truly, woman to woman, a babbling idiot. We all know how she got to where she is, and it's embarrassing. And it's one of those things where all the liberal women are like, she's a woman and she's black, so I'm going to vote for her. It's like, okay, so would you guys vote for Candace Owens? No, you're voting for her because she's a Democrat. You hate Candace Owens. You don't care. You just care about a Democrat.
Well, there's a chance she could be the first female president. I mean, Biden's got 103 days till the election. And then I think there's about 70 some odd days until the inauguration. I think it would be a shame if that's what the first female president would be. Now, I'm not really staunch about removing women from politics. We can have a debate about the results from that. But I mean, to me, if I was a woman and I wanted to see women in politics and I wanted to see the first female president, if it was Kamala Harris, that would be embarrassing. That would hurt women, I feel like.
I will say it is shocking on TikTok. I try to save as many videos as I can when I see ones that are common sense. There are a lot of black women specifically that are younger that are like, hey, this is not our pick, because genuinely as women, it is just very, very embarrassing. It's funny. Biden has dementia and can't get through a sentence. She can't get through a sentence because she's such an idiot. So I'm like, we basically replaced him with someone who's also brain dead. Of course, great. If a female president would be the greatest thing to ever exist, sure, I can agree with that. I would like her to be an extremely qualified and intelligent female so we can actually have something to be proud of. That I'm fine with. There's a lot of Republican women who are amazing and they're tough and they're super smart. But it's just like saying that, like, it's going to be fascinating to the woman. If anything, I think it's a huge setback for women if she would be the first one, because naturally every country is just going to be laughing at us as they have been for God knows how long now.
Well, and then there's going to be a lot more people saying this is why women can't be in politics. So, I mean, if that's an issue for you of, hey, women should be in politics, then Kamala is going to really hurt you in that argument. But, I mean, you look at a Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I mean, I don't know if I would vote for her for president. But she could run a campaign. She's a very underrated governor in Arkansas. I've got family that live in Arkansas. She's done a great job in Arkansas. I don't see any of these people promoting her.
No, and I will say, I do believe she gave a speech. I think it was at the RNC, and I was watching highlights. I had missed it. But I don't know a lot about her, but I watched the speech, and I was like, wow, just a really general takeaway. I was like, that was fantastic. I didn't really realize how much she goes through as a woman in right-wing politics, and a mom, and how viciously they attacked her and the way they treated her. But it's so funny. Like I said, they don't care if it's a woman. They just care that it's a Democrat, and they lost Biden. And I mean, I don't know. I still have a very weird feeling about Gavin Newsom. Like, he's going to snake his way into something. Maybe he'll be VP. I don't know what it is. But it would be great. I do think it would be a huge setback for women in general if she's the first one. And also, she said she was like an Indian. Now she's saying she's half black. I can't keep up with it.
Indian, Asian, now she's black. It's just, she morphs depending on what votes are needed at the time. And look, we all know how Kamala got her start in politics. She dated Willie Brown when he was 60 years old. She was 29. She then got paraded around red carpets by Montel Jordan in the famous videos. But really, I think since then, she's only been able to get by with identity politics. I think if you take the identity politics away from Kamala Harris, I don't think she has a political career. She certainly isn't the vice president right now.
No, it's funny. Someone tweeted today and they were like, oh, great. I'm sorry. She's been in charge for how long? What is this? Her fourth appearance of all time? And I'm like, genuinely asking. I give opinions for a living. I don't want to be a politician. I don't plan on it. What has she, in all of the years, one accomplishment? I'm waiting for one accomplishment from her. I haven't heard anyone talk about it.
Well, she was the border czar, but now she's not. So that could have been an accomplishment. I suppose they took that away. She's got some trendy dance videos on TikTok. She is brat, I guess. That's her accomplishment now. She is brat, is what they're saying. That's the trend, whatever that means. I'd never heard of that until today, or I guess it was yesterday when I was learning about that. But that's what they're leaning into. Oh, it's a social media trend. Oh, it's a filter on TikTok. I mean, my goodness, if that's what gets people elected in this country, we're in big trouble.
I mean, she's lucky. She gets to cater to probably the dumbest demographic there is. You can take a video of her that was initially so embarrassing of her dancing and be like, she's falling out of coconut trees. And then you can put a techno beat in the background. And now all of a sudden, it's a fantastic video. She's funny. And people are saying, oh, but you didn't see the rest of the clip. I don't need to. She's never said one intelligent thing in the past 4 years I've been listening to her when she gets her speeches once every 6 months when Biden isn't coherent enough to.
Well, I think specifically the demographic they need maybe more than women is black Americans. And they know they're losing that right now, especially black men are leaning towards Donald Trump, I think, for pragmatic reasons. But I'm wondering if this isn't going to hurt the Democrat Party permanently, because if they try to roll Kamala Harris out as a African-American candidate to represent the black people, then I feel like that's actually going to hurt them perhaps permanently. Because people are seeing through this. Neither one of her parents were born in America. Her mother comes from India. Her father comes from Jamaica. Slave-owning family, by the way, if you want to play that card. So, I mean, if they really try to prop her up and frame her as the African-American woman that's going to represent the African-American community, I think people will see through it. And I think maybe not black women, maybe some black women. I think black men are going to say, you know what? I'm sick of you pandering to me. I'm sick of you putting false representation in front of my face, saying I have to vote for it because of skin color. I think they could be doing permanent damage here with Kamala.
I think that black Americans are waking up. I mean, how many videos have we seen in the past couple months of Democrats saying the most racist things about black people, being like, oh, they don't know how to get IDs. They don't know what a computer is. They've never even heard. I mean, they've seen enough. And also, their communities are extremely affected by all these policies happening. But it's funny, when I walk around LA and I wear MAGA hats, it's usually anytime I encounter any black people, they're kind of like, yeah, like they were like, good for you. Like, you have balls to walk around and wear that. And you can tell they're not dumb. They're not with this anymore. They're not being pandered to anymore. They're sick of it. Especially black women on TikTok specifically have really woken up. And I don't see them getting the vote whatsoever. What have they done? What have they done to help the black community? What have they passed? I think they've done nothing but hurt black and Hispanic neighborhoods significantly. I don't think they're not winning anymore with the, you know, generic pandering they do.
Well, I've got all kinds of videos exactly what you're describing, but did you just say you walk around LA in a MAGA hat?
I've been walking around LA with MAGA hats on for like 4.5 years, which is funny because I used to get assaulted, and now everyone is like, you're the best MAGA Trump 2024.
I got to hear more about this. So you have been assaulted. This was years ago. You were assaulted walking around LA in a MAGA hat. That wouldn't surprise me. The climate was different back then. Now you're celebrated.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I tell people, I'm like, you guys, if you're in a red state and you're surrounded by people that are normal, you're not going to feel what I feel. And that's why when I give my opinions on these things, I'm like, I'm telling you guys, there is a shift in energy, especially after the attempted assassination of our candidate. I have never felt a shift like this in my life. Me and my boyfriend wear Trump MAGA stuff everywhere we go. I get nothing but love and praise. I will run into liberal men I used to go to high school, like I was in high school with, who are like, they're gay, they live in West Hollywood. You're thinking this is the most liberal people you've ever met. And they're like, do you like the camo MAGA or should I do the pink? And I'm like, what did you just say to me? And they're like, loved you on Fox. And I'm like, you guys don't realize, as blue as it is here, things are drastically changing. I used to get called racist. A woman tried to shove me off the side of a cliff while hiking. Now everywhere I go, people are like, I cannot wait to vote for Donald Trump.
I'm sorry. They tried to shove you off a cliff?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
That's the tip of the iceberg of what I've been through living in Los Angeles for, the past God knows how many years.
They tried to shove you off a cliff?
Yeah. It was, of course. And by the way, every time I've been assaulted, yelled at, blah, blah, it is always a liberal, middle-aged white woman, might I add.
So tolerant.
I've never had a Hispanic or black person ever say anything to me with a MAGA hat on, ever.
So tolerant, these liberals. Well, that's just incredible. Nearly shoved off a cliff. I'm glad that their soy arms and legs couldn't get you off of that cliff. Thank goodness. I'm just stunned by that story. Well, I noticed the shift too. Especially, you're right, it was after the assassination, and I was just traveling here in Texas, and I saw two cars with Trump flags on them, two trucks with Trump flags on them when I was driving back. I don't really normally see that. I might see it maybe every other month. I saw it twice in one road trip. And then I go to the gym and I see three people in a Trump hat at the gym. Three people. And I've maybe seen one or two in like a year. So there's no doubt that when he stood up after taking the shot and pumped his fist in the air and said, fight, it really did change everything.
It's changed everything. And also, my friend Matt Belinsky, he speaks a lot about politics in LA. He was like, after that happened, I'm telling you, there's a shift in energy. If you are walking around LA now with MAGA hats on, which used to be insane, there is just something like it brought us so much closer together, even here. And he was like, there is not that stigma anymore in Los Angeles about being embarrassed or ashamed to be like, I support Donald Trump. Now it's like, oh, you have balls. You love America. Good for you. I mean, I saw Trump gear and like merchandise in the Palisades and Brentwood. I see people casually wearing MAGA hats in Los Angeles now, especially Beverly Hills, because it is like all Republican here, which is why it's nice. And obviously all of Orange County is all Republican, which is where I'm from.
What's going on in California? I mean, why do people like Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, how do these people keep getting elected? I remember 2020, they were like, you'd get like 10,000 people at an organic Trump march.
Honestly, I would say, like, if you saw the city council of West Hollywood, I now realize why these people have so much power. If you are a normal person and you go against them, I talk to my friends who are involved in politics here, and these Democrats fight so dirty. As soon as you get involved and try to do anything, because you know all they care about is losing their checks, because they're all doing God knows what behind the scenes, because you don't go in as a civil servant making $30,000, and before you know it, you know, you can afford to live in the hills in West Hollywood. And she just was saying, like, no wonder normal people don't stick up in this town and don't say anything, because they'll go after your business, they go after you, your children, your family. And I've seen it firsthand. It's really scary. With that said, I frankly don't really care. I plan on getting involved locally, and they can, you know, come after me all they want. But the problem is all the people with money here, you know, that have a voice and a vote, there's just so much at stake here. But I just don't want Los Angeles to be represented as this like liberal hellhole, because it's not. I mean, you have the Beverly Hills, you with all the money, they all vote Republican. And I think now everyone's just starting to come out about it.
All right. I want to switch lanes now and get into some more cultural stuff. There was some new data that came out, and it ties into this story from years ago. And there've been other stories like this. I'm a liberal woman. It's hard to find masculine men to date who aren't conservative. And then this data came out from a Pew research panel. Liberal men refuse to even identify as masculine, whereas conservative men like to identify as masculine. So the minority, it's a minority of liberal men that would identify as masculine. It's a vast majority of conservative men that would identify as masculine. I don't know if you have liberal friends or just even single friends out there, but I mean, how true is this story? Do single women not want to date liberal men, or they can't even find a liberal man that they're attracted to? What can you comment about this?
It's funny because anytime I talk about these issues, it goes so viral online, especially when you call out the fact that, yeah, all the ones that are single are the liberal women, and even they don't want to date liberal men. And it's like they want to do the, oh, we want to be equal, we want all these things. Yeah, until you need protection, you want someone who's strong, you want someone masculine, you want a provider, you want to feel safe around your partner. So it's so funny. They preach that they want all these things, but then like, yeah, you're a woman. You don't want to date another woman. That's what a liberal man is. What's the benefit to dating a liberal man? Oh, you're also going to be splitting the bills? Like, good luck. I hope you like working. You're going to be working for the rest of your life. But it's so funny watching the liberal women online complain. And it's like, well, then date a conservative man. Well, he's not going to tolerate all your insanity. Now, is he? Because they are insane and they behave insane. And it's like the constant gaslighting of taking zero responsibility. Also, men want women who are feminine and attractive. And let's be real, liberal women are not that. I see them. You can tell when it's a liberal woman when they're walking around Los Angeles. It's very clear.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that. Is that a trend? The crew is putting up some of these examples. Is that a trend right now? Women complaining about not being able to find a masculine man? Is that a trend on social media?
Yeah, and I see it on both sides. I see liberal women online complaining that they can't find men, but I also see conservative, more Republican-leaning women saying they can't find men. The difference is I have empathy for the conservative women because they want masculine, traditional men. And in a blue city, let's be real, that's going to be very, very hard to find. And if you can find it, I'm sure a lot of other women want the same thing. The liberal women, I don't feel bad for. They dug their own hole. They need to figure it out. They should just, if that's what they want, they should just date other women. That's basically what they're describing.
Well, and I think there's a role that conservative men can maybe play in this. And I kind of, you know, here's my approach when it comes to, let's just say, social activity. You know, I'll make friends when I'm out, or, you know, I've got friends that I know if I go to the gym or maybe go to a golf course or something. And eventually we'll get to know them and I'll be like, oh yeah, I host this show. And they're like, oh, okay. Or like my dentist or something. And they'll be like, oh, you're a conservative? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, wow. And so they're not really political, but they're like, oh yeah, you're actually a nice guy. Like, oh, this is what a conservative is like? Like just a nice, normal person? I'm like, yeah, this is what most conservatives are like. So part of me just says we just have to be nice people. We have to be the chivalrous people. We have to be the charitable people. Hold doors open. I mean, literally just be the example of a better person. Even in the dating scene, like a conservative man. I mean, maybe the liberal woman eventually dates you. Or dumps you, but it's just like that. Just be the example of the better person. We are the better people. It's time for us to actually just be the example that we are the better people.
Yeah, and it's funny too, because it shouldn't even come down to being a conservative, being a Republican, being in media, what we do. Like, it shouldn't come down to any of this. You guys should just behave like normal men, and we should behave like normal women. And I think if we both do those things, we're going to have an easier time dating and getting along. And I experience the same thing. It is so crazy in person. Everywhere I go, I'm just very normal. I'm very polite. I'm very nice. And everyone likes me. And then the second you mention what you do or you're a Republican, it's like all of a sudden they like just completely turn their energy towards you, or they really love you. But I will say it goes one or two ways. Now I think people are more accepting, but back in the day, it's like, oh my God, it was like the worst thing you could ever say was like, you're like a Republican or you watch Fox News, God forbid.
But that's exactly what it is. It's like they've been brainwashed into this idea that somehow a conservative is cold-hearted or maybe misogynistic or some whatever attack that they want to label us with. And then when you completely disprove that just by living your life, somebody's like, oh, you're a Trump supporter? Like, oh, you're a conservative talk show? So like, yeah, we're just normal people. I've seen it multiple times. I've seen it multiple times. They're like, oh, wow, you just completely destroyed the stereotypes, I believed.
Yeah, and also I will call out the hypocrisy. It's really toxic on both sides. I see men, the way they talk about women and, you know, say things online, and it's horrible, and I don't think it's good on their side and not a good look. And I will say I see, you know, women who become literally famous on TikTok for bashy men, like they're dumb dogs, like they're idiots. And I'm like, see, here's the thing. We're so constantly at war with each other when it's like we need to admit we need each other and we're both a lot better off with each other and maybe work towards that instead of just bashing each other online constantly.
What's the best place to follow you? Is it TikTok? Is it your website? Is it X?
You can go. My website has everything, emilysavesamerica.com. I post the most on Instagram because it's the easiest. I'm on Twitter. I'll be posting on more so we can have more fun, because obviously all the other platforms are just, they just ban you for everything.
All right. Well, look, if you do go near any more cliffs, just go without a Trump hat on. Just do us a favor. All right. Just, you can go near cliffs, just not with a Trump hat. Or if you wear a Trump hat, just avoid cliffs.
Yeah, no more tolerant left anymore, I guess.
We don't need you taking a fall. All right, there's Emily from Emily Saves America, emilysavesamerica.com. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Love you guys.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I'm going to sort something out about Biden's address last night. People are noticing some things, but they're kind of also missing something big about it. So we're going to talk about that on the other side. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs of this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, okay. Random Walmart video. You know, sometimes the crew just goes rogue. I can't. There's nothing I can do. So I guess they're back there. Is that... You know, actually, I was thinking about doing a whole thing about with just Walmart videos. Was that, I'm guessing that was a Walmart video, guys. You ever seen anything like that at a Walmart? I can't go to Walmart. I call them the Walmartians Man, I saw some crazy stuff at a Walmart here in Austin. I'm like, I'm done. I'm out. But I do need a new trash can. So, I don't know. May have to. I probably hadn't been since COVID because there's the only place I could walk around without a mask. All right, getting off base. See, that's what you do to me. Doesn't matter how much Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra I take before the show, they put these things on the screen and it's just like, oh, what am I looking at? The audience doesn't even know half of what the crew does to mess with my head. We got this huge screen over here. Sometimes they'll put like a Lizzo's ass on the screen. I'm like, what the hell? It's like I'm in the middle of a serious talk. But most of the time I'm able to stay focused thanks to Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. I mean, literally, like I didn't even plan on plugging it like that. I'm just telling you, you just got an example. I'll be doing a serious monologue. And they'll put like Lizzo in a leotard playing the flute on a screen to the left. They do this to me. They think it's funny to do this to me. But I have ultimate focus. They cannot break me. They try and they cannot break my focus. Now, if it wasn't for taking Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra before the show, I don't know. So I do. I take Brain Force Plus. I take Brain Force Ultra before the show for maximum focus, maximum energy. I mean, really, it's just incredible. And people take all kinds of different pharmaceutical products, and there's all kinds of things out there that people do for focus. Like if they want to study for an exam, specifically young kids. I'm not telling you to make any pharmaceutical medical decisions. I'm just saying I would avoid that stuff, and I would just try a nootropic like Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. No, see, show them what you just did to me. No, show them what they just, this is what I'm talking about. She needs like a bra for her front and her back. Good grief. See what, but hey, I have maximum focus. Thanks to Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. All right, but let's get serious. If you got a big exam coming up, if you're a young student, you got a big exam coming up, a big test coming up. You got a big presentation coming up. You got a big work meeting coming up. You're trying to finish a big project, whatever the case may be. Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, I'm telling you, you'll get the focus. You'll get the mental clarity, the mental energy, and you'll realize what a great product it is. There's a reason why it's so highly rated. 4.9-star review on Brain Force Ultra. Now, that's the liquid tincture. I like the liquid tincture, but the capsule is Brain Force Plus. Either one works. Either one's great. But there's a reason why they're so highly rated. Give them a try for maximum mental focus, mental clarity, mental energy. By the way, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off right now, part of the Save InfoWars Mega Sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Can't recommend those products enough, especially when you're doing a three-hour show. You need maximum focus. Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, that's my go-to. That's my go-to. InfoWarsStore.com. So when you shop there, you support yourself with a great product, and you support the InfoWar when you shop there as well. Hey, by the way, we've got the limited edition Bulletproof Trump t-shirt as well. Limited edition Bulletproof Trump t-shirt is also available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited edition, not going to be there forever. You notice we don't really sell t-shirts anymore, but this is going to be a limited edition release. We'll sell probably, I don't know, a couple thousand, 10,000 or so, and then that'll be it. And then there won't be any more apparel, but then we'll maybe have a new one later. But this is limited edition. So get it today, InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, they need to change that graphic. Oh, boy. Look, who's ever in charge of this, I'm going to tell you right now, change that graphic before Alex sees it. Okay? Take that pre-order off of it before Alex sees it. We had a meeting yesterday about this. The shirt is for sale. You go order it right now. It's not a pre-order. So I don't know what that's about. Who's ever in charge of that? I'm just making this executive decision right now. I would take that down immediately. The shirt is for sale. You can go buy it right now. It will be shipped to your house. It's limited edition. All right. Let's do this. Let's do this. MSNBC Focus Group. Remember, we played the one yesterday where they had the women in Wisconsin that were just like, Kamala, no thank you. Here's another one. This is just liberals. Here's what they think about the Kamala nomination, clip 25.
How do you feel about the process in which President Biden decided not to run for re-election.
Well, it would have been nice if he made this decision a year ago so we could have had a primary and, you know, maybe decided who we want to replace him rather than just all flocking to Kamala Harris.
I think by trying to clear the field and ensure that it was going to be Biden and make sure that there wasn't any sort of not allowing us to have an actual Democratic primary process, you know, and I'm not saying I think Kamala Harris is going to lose, but I do think that we would have been benefited significantly if he had figured out what was, like, figured this out far sooner so there could have actually been more time to, like, have an internal debate, have internal democracy within the party.
No, the realization that they need to have is that it was done intentionally. They don't want you to have a vote. They don't want you to have any say in Democrat Party politics. What is it going to take for these liberals to realize that? Hey, look, you want to be a liberal? You want to have liberal ideologies? You want to have leftist policies? Fine. Let's talk about policies. Let's talk about ideologies. Let's have it out. Let's have a debate. And let's have elections. You on the Democrat side, you don't even realize. You don't select who your representatives are. You have no say in this. Really? You want Nancy Pelosi for 50 frickin' years? Mad Maxine Waters and a James Brown wig? Really? You think you're choosing these people? You think they're giving you a choice? Stole it from Bernie Sanders with Hillary. The Democrats, you don't select your candidates. The Democrat elites do. The superdelegates do. Not you. They intentionally kept Joe Biden around long enough to win the delegates, and then they dropped him so they could just pick who they wanted. Now they went with Kamala Harris. They'll probably switch again. I'd say 51% they switch again. I'd say it's a tiny margin, but I'd say 51% that it's not Kamala. But we'll act as it is, just like we were acting as it would be Biden, and now we got him out. He's done. So we'll act like it is Kamala, and then if we clear her out before the election, then it'll be done too. But they sit there, and it's like, well, gee, I mean, they say they want to protect democracy, but they don't even let us pick our candidates. Duh. Get it yet? So that's what I'm saying. You know, and I hear this all the time, and it's fine. We need a left wing. We need a right wing. That's how the bird stays in the air. Whatever. Maybe I agree. Maybe I don't. I'm just saying, we don't even have a legitimate left wing. We don't have a legitimate Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is full of thieves and liars and communists and propaganda agents. There's no democratic process that goes on. There's no honest debate about policy. There's no honest result from the policy. They're just outright liars. So, I mean, maybe there just needs to be the Communist Party. I mean, I don't know what you do. The Democrat Party needs to be left in the history books. This needs to be it for the Democrat Party. Leave them in the history books. There have been political parties that have come and gone in this country before. It's time for this party to be done. It's time for this party to go away like the Whig Party. It's time for this to just be expired and retired and put back there. Not a legitimate party anymore. And maybe this is finally the election cycle where Democrat voters get it and say, we got to find something else here because this ain't it.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. and IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, Scott Jennings on CNN. I think that, folks, I'm telling you, they might have gone too far with this Kamala job. I mean, really, they might have gone too far with it. And so this was said by Scott Jennings on a CNN panel last night.
It's odd to me that just a few weeks ago, heck, a few days ago, most Democrats were still looking into television cameras and saying that this person is up to another 4 years. I mean, he's obviously running on fumes. They weren't cheap, folks, no matter what the government told you. In fact, I still think it's a legitimate scandal how they ever arrived at the decision to run again in the first place. I still think his family and his top staff have a lot of explaining to do. Most of this seemed like a stump speech to me. It seemed like he gave the speech that he always wanted the campaign to be about, which was he wants credit for this record that he thinks is historic and was not getting out of the campaign. I'm still shocked, by the way, at how easy it is to overthrow the president. I mean, I think of this office, I think we all think of this office as being impenetrable. He got 81 million votes. in 2020, and then he got 14 million more. But at the end of the day, he was no match for a handful of party bosses who run the Democratic Party. So, look, I'm happy to give him all the grace that he deserves because he's on his way out. But at the end of the day,
yeah, it really sounds like that.
A bunch of people looked into TV cameras over the last days, weeks, and months, and told you a lot of things that were not true about this president. I hope he is okay for the next few months, but it was obvious it was time, not tonight, but a while ago.
Now, I couldn't tell who said it, and you might have picked up on this, but there was something else that was actually more interesting than him just calling that out to CNN's face about how the Democrat Party is a party of tyrants. There's no democratic process. Hasn't been that way for years. The Democrats haven't selected a candidate since Barack Obama in 2008. It's been superdelegates and the Democrats picking it for you, saving democracy. But did you guys hear in the middle of his statement, he said, you know, whatever, as Joe Biden is on his way out, and somebody chimed in. I couldn't tell who it was because the camera was on Jennings, and they said, oh, that's next. Anticipating Joe Biden is going to resign as president? Is that what we're anticipating here? Yeah, guys, I can't even deal with it. Kamala Harris did a drag queen. She's launching her campaign from a drag queen show. Okay, so all right, it's probably good they put it on the screen, but I couldn't even deal with it. It's just the whole thing is a joke. So, are we anticipating Kamala Harris is going to be the president of the United States in the next 100 days? How worse for the wear really is Joe Biden? And that's kind of the big story here as well. There was a cover-up of Joe Biden's true state of being. Everyone was involved. How big of a scandal really is that? I think it's hard to actually measure because we've known it for 4 years, and so it's kind of like we're just numb to it. But I'm curious. I'm curious. And maybe we'll get a better idea of this in the coming weeks and months from actual Democrat voters. But I'm wondering, how big of a scandal is that? How big of a scandal is it? Are Democrat voters upset that they lied to you about Joe Biden? Are Democrat voters upset that they tricked you into thinking Joe Biden was healthy? And I know I make the statement Democrats love to lie and they love to be lied to, and that's true. But, I mean, do they have any boundaries at all? Do they have any limits at all? That's a pretty big scandal. They have been lying about the health of the president of the United States. And they lied to the Democrat voters so you would vote for him and then they could steal the vote from you. Pretty big scandal, actually. Pretty monstrous sized scandal, if we're being honest. But they did it. They did it. But Biden is back. And he had a meeting in the Oval Office with Netanyahu today. I guess this is before Netanyahu's going to go to Mar-a-Lago to have the real meeting with the president tomorrow. And you remember when Trump was in the Oval Office with foreign diplomats, presidents, prime ministers, that he would take questions from the press. So will Biden in clip one?
Anyway, thank you all for being here.
No. Smirk on Netanyahu's face. I feel like he's almost laughing because he knows Joe Biden doesn't even know where he is half the time and like will never answer a question. I mean, Netanyahu will deal with the media. Biden will not. So I feel like Netanyahu's kind of giggling there because he's like, oh, hey, look, they're covering up that Joe Biden isn't going to talk to the press again. Nice. Even Netanyahu knows. And maybe I'll get into the Netanyahu stuff, but I want to address something that I'm seeing going around here. So last night, look, Let's just stay grounded, and I get it. This is conspiracy theory central and everything else, but things are realer now than they've probably ever been. And I get it. When you go into a box of cigars and you light up 10 cigars in a row and each one blows up in your face, I mean, I'm not going to go grab that 11th cigar because it's going to blow up in my face. Joe Biden it's the same Joe Biden. Not everything they do is fake. Not everything they do is AI. Now, they might have done some AI enhancement of the speech last night or the statement last night because it was pre-recorded and we now have the proof. I guess you could say maybe he just had his watch wrong. But here we go. Let's just get this straight because some people are putting out bad information. Joe Biden's watch reads he's in the 6 o'clock hour, basically. At this screenshot that I have here, his watch reads 6:13. His watch reads 6:13. This is the 6 on the dial. This is the 12 on the dial. You can see because they're bolder than the rest. Okay, so this is the hour hand. It's clearly 6. This is the minute hand, 5, 10, 15. So it's clearly in the 6 o'clock hour. It's clearly about 6:13. So they recorded this in the 6 o'clock hour, it would appear, even though it was quote-unquote live in the 8 o'clock hour. Now, I suppose they could say that his watch was to a different time zone. I suppose that's possible. But what do you think is more likely the situation? That they pre-taped it for air and did a bunch of takes to make him look as good as possible? Or that he had the watch wrong? But people are saying it's this time or that time. No, I mean, I think it's pretty clear. You can see there what time it is. But the question is, does that prove it wasn't live? Certainly makes you wonder. Certainly makes you wonder. Now, yesterday, I'm almost out of time here, so maybe I'll just come back and address this in the next segment. But yesterday we all saw the violence during the Netanyahu speech. And look, I don't like the way Netanyahu addressed our Congress yesterday. Not at all. I don't like the way he tried to compare things to September 11th. I don't like the way he said that America needs Israel and that they're protecting us. That is extremely offensive to me. That is a shameless act to me from Netanyahu. Really? Israel's protecting America? I'm sorry. Is the IDF down at the southern border? I didn't see that. Is Netanyahu sending law enforcement help to Chicago and Baltimore and St. Louis and New York and Los Angeles to deal with the criminal activity? Is that happening? I'm not seeing that. Is Netanyahu sending the United States of America millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars to help and support us? I'm sorry, that's not happening. So, yeah, I'm extremely offended when Netanyahu comes here, Israel owns our Congress, he gets called Your Excellency, he gets more protection than President Trump. Because he gets so much protection, Washington, D.C. gets desecrated. And then he dare say that America needs Israel? No, the whole reason you're here is because Israel needs America. You're not protecting us from anything. Give me a break with that garbage.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, I didn't send the crew much of this footage. We showed it a lot yesterday. If they want to put other stuff up there, they can. But this is just some of the desecration of the monuments from the anti-Israel left yesterday. And I think this needs to be said, because I'm not hearing it anywhere else. I can be against Netanyahu and what Israel is doing politically. I can be against them. And I can also be against what these radicals are doing in the streets, burning American flags and desecrating monuments. You can be against both. You probably should be against both, but I'll leave that up to you. You can make your own decisions of what you want to support and what you don't want to support. I'm against both. I'm against Netanyahu gaslighting the American people. I'm against Netanyahu lying to the American people. I'm against Israel owning our Congress. I'm against that. I'm against Netanyahu being called His Excellency. I'm against all that. I'm no fan of Netanyahu. I'm also no fan of leftist terrorists desecrating Washington, D.C. I'm no fan of leftist terrorists burning American flags. I'm against both of it. There's no either or here. Yes, you can be against both of it. I would say you should be against both of it. Now, let's be clear about something else. And, you know, I'm not going to spend too much time on this because this issue, you really just can't even win. But you really don't think there weren't Israeli propagandists in that crowd making these Hamas supporters look bad? And you say, well, okay, oh, and you don't call them Hamas supporters. Well, okay, when you go out and spray paint pro-Hamas propaganda on monuments, now you're pro-Hamas. But do we even know? Are these even American people? Are those even Americans spraying that stuff? Could those be insurgents? Could those be propaganda agents? I don't know. Maybe they're Americans that hate Israel that much. Maybe they are pro-Hamas. But yeah, okay, now when you go out and you chant Hamas chants, now you're officially pro-Hamas. Now, just being anti-Israel make you pro-Hamas? Of course not. Let's look at all the different gray areas and nuances to this. But no, you can be against Netanyahu and what they're doing in the Gaza Strip and Israel owning our Congress, and you can be against these radicals in the streets desecrating our monuments and burning our flag. But let's be clear about something. Let's really be honest about something. All of these pro-Israel people that are complaining that this was allowed to happen in Washington, D.C., that this was allowed to happen in the United States of America as they're attacking police and everything else. You do know why this was allowed to happen, don't you? You do know why the events in D.C. were able to take place, don't you? Because all of security was protecting Netanyahu. And isn't that very telling? It was more important to protect Benjamin Netanyahu than it was to protect Washington, D.C. It was more important to protect Benjamin Netanyahu than it was to protect our own American police officers. It was more important to protect Benjamin Netanyahu and make sure not a hair on his head was touched or offended than it was to make sure an American flag wasn't burned. Now, do I blame Netanyahu for that? Not really. But certainly it was his appearance that led to this. None of this happens if Netanyahu isn't here. That's just a fact. That is just a cold, hard fact. So I get it. I don't like watching them burn American flags and destroy our monuments and make D.C. look like a communist hellhole. So why did we give Netanyahu all the security? Why did we allow him to speak to Congress if we didn't want that to happen? Well, you knew that was going to happen, and then it did.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Making two possibilities a reality, predicting the future of things we all know. Fighting off the disease programming of centuries. Science has to recognize the single most important element of human existence.
Once weapons were manufactured to fight wars, now wars are manufactured to sell weapons. And America is one of the biggest salesmen in the world, and one of the best clients is Israel. And that's why Netanyahu gets special treatment and special protection. And they let D.C. burn because Benjamin Netanyahu is more important. That's the story there. Now, Trump called in to Fox and Friends this morning to talk about the burning of the American flag. And here's what he said in clip 13.
I think you should get a 1-year jail sentence if you do anything to desecrate the American flag. Now, people will say, oh, it's unconstitutional. Those are stupid people. Those are stupid people that say that. We have to work in Congress to get a 1-year jail sentence. When they're allowed to stomp on the flag and put lighter fluid on the flag and set it afire. And when you're allowed to do that, you get a 1-year jail sentence and you'll never see it again. And all over the world, Putin and President Xi of China, all over the world, they're watching this. Kim Jong-un, he looks at us like we're a bunch of babies.
And our children are watching this.
Now, I tend to disagree with Trump on that. Am I going to, oh my gosh, how dare Trump say that? Okay, a guy running for president is going to be very fervently in support of the American flag and not having it burned. I'm not going to fight him on that. So he can go ahead and do that. That's fine. Now, I would disagree. I would say if you want to purchase an American flag and desecrate it, as he says, then there shouldn't be a criminal statute. Now, you can get in the flag code But there's no criminal statutes that I know of in regards to flag code. And it was decided that burning the American flag is free speech. And I would probably agree. Now, if you're a non-citizen and you burn the American flag, I'd say just deport your ass. How about that? Non-citizen burns the American flag, just deport. Good luck. But this is not that scenario. By the way, I'd bet you that guy running around with that flag is probably a insurgent. But I'm getting distracted. They tore these flags down from a monument. So wait a second. If you're facing charges and jail time for burning a Black Lives Matter flag, if you're facing charges and jail time for putting a skid mark on a gay pride flag, then how are you not facing massive charges and jail time for burning an American flag that was part of a monument that was not your property? So that's a whole different ballgame. Absolutely, you should be facing time then if we're looking for equal justice here. But here's my philosophy. We have laws, but we are not a land of laws. We are a land of justice. And there is a big difference. Because there's always gray area when laws are applied. There's always nuance in things where laws get applied. So justice is more important than the laws. And this is why we have a court of law, so that we can seek justice. So to me, here's justice in a situation like this. If you burn an American flag, and let's say a police officer or a veteran or a citizen decides to beat you up pretty badly, then, okay, maybe they get detained and maybe they face some charges, and then they get released, and then when they get their day in court, a judge and or a jury should drop the charges. They say, oh, you are charged with assaulting this man over here. What is your defense? Well, that man burned the American flag. Oh, okay. Charges dropped. That's justice. If you want to burn the American flag and a veteran happens to see you and wants to beat your ass, that's what you get. If you want to burn the American flag and a police officer sees you and roughs you up, that's what you get. That's justice. That's justice to me. Now, again, assault charges, detainment, okay, we have laws. We can go through that practice. We can go through those protocols. That's how it should be. You know, okay, if I go beat this guy's ass because he's burning a flag, I'm going to get an assault charge. I'm going to spend some time in jail. Everybody takes a risk. But then when it's time for justice in the courtroom, yeah, charges dropped. To me, that's justice. To me, that's a land of justice. And that's how it should be. But again, the only reason why any of this happens is because Netanyahu gets special treatment. And so they stood down security and let it happen. Because of precious Netanyahu. Do you think that they would allow that to happen in Israel, folks? Do you think for 1 second they would allow somebody, a group of protesters, to burn an Israeli flag and to desecrate Israeli monuments in Israel? How do you think that would go? Oh, but we let it happen here. Has Netanyahu done anything to help out the police officers that were harmed during that? Oh, but we need Israel's protection. All right, I don't want to spend too much more time on this. But there are a couple other angles. Elon Musk makes this statement. And he's not exactly wrong, but he says, people who have been lifelong Democrats refuse to accept the clear reality that the Democrat Party is rapidly becoming openly anti-Semitic. This trend is accelerating, not slowing down. Knock, knock, hello, Captain Obvious here. Well, there certainly is a anti-Semitic wing of the Democrat Party, if that's what you want to say. There certainly is a we hate Jews level of the Democrat Party, but let's not act like that doesn't exist on the right wing either. What you have is a more fervent anti-Israel left wing, I would say. It's definitely more fervent and more of a, I mean, call it a voting bloc if you want, a movement even, of anti-Israel on the left. There is certainly an anti-Israel right. There is probably even an anti-Semite right. I mean, some of these right-wingers probably wouldn't even deny they're anti-Semites. But they're not out in the streets desecrating monuments. They're not out in the streets burning American flags. They love America. They take that approach because they're America first, actually. So it's a strange thing. You have an anti-Israel right that is America first. Then you have the anti-Israel left that's America last. But here's what Elon Musk is missing to me. This isn't about the left wing being anti-Israel or anti-Semitic or whatever. Left wingers are bigots. They're bigoted towards everybody. Left wingers are bigots towards black Americans. Left wingers are bigots towards white Americans. Left wingers are bigots towards Jewish Americans. They are bigots. That's all. It's not just anti-Semitic left. They're bigots, all of them. The left wing is a bigot party. So let's not stop there. Let's go all the way. And he knows it. He talks about it all the time, how they hate white people and everything else. So let's not just stop at they're anti-Semitic. They're anti-anything. They are bigots. What they really want is uniformity of thought. If you don't think like they do, then they're bigoted against you. Now, when Kamala Harris comes out and issues a scathing statement against the protesters yesterday, condemning Hamas and promoting the state of Israel, she released that statement now as the vice president and assumed presidential nominee of the Democrat Party. Folks, that is, whew, interesting political move. And I'm curious what the move is here. Because they certainly know this is going to hurt a lot of their left-wing base that they need so badly. Certainly they know that this is going to cause a lot of potential Democrat voters that are not going to support Kamala Harris now. So what's the measurement here? Do they think they're going to – is the measurement that they think they'll steal some of the Jewish vote from Trump? Is that what they're thinking? Is that the move here? I don't know. Because, please, oh, yeah, they really care about America. They really care about stopping riots and stopping the American flag from burning. Please. There's a different political measurement that's being made there. There's a different political measurement that's being made there, for sure. For sure. House unanimously approves task force to investigate assassination attempt on Trump. You know, I haven't talked much about this today. I'm going to have a guest on tomorrow to talk about this who's been in law enforcement. He's going to help us analyze the new body cam footage. And I'm just continuing to do analysis and research on my own when I'm off air. So we're going to really dig into that tomorrow. But this was unanimous. Every single Democrat and every single Republican, when was the last time that happened, voted to approve a task force to investigate the assassination attempt. So this is the focus. And I'm going to touch and run on this, but you know, if you've been listening to the show, how I feel. I think the water tower is a distraction. I'm not convinced anything happened there, and I've got good reason to believe it. As far as a second shooter is concerned, I'm not against that theory. I could certainly see it being potential for numerous reasons. My problem is I have yet to see where a second shooter could be and how it measures up with the information we have. I'm just yet to see that. I just have not seen any evidence of where a second shooter could be that lines up with everything we know. Where Trump was hit in the ear, where the people in the stands were hit, where the bleachers were hit, where the hydraulic system was hit. It all comes from the spot where the shooter on the roof was located. I mean, that's just a fact. It all lines up with that spot. Now, again, I get the questions. Well, why would they put the assassination in the hands of this kid? And where are the shell casings and everything else when it comes to the body cam footage? How are there no casings on the roof? They claim they're casings. Where are the casings? So there's legitimate questions about that. I'm just saying I haven't seen anything that shows me where a second shooter would have been. Because every other location people theorize there's a second shooter, it does not line up with the shots taken. It just doesn't. But I'm just going to touch and run on that because we're going to really dig into that tomorrow. And we'll get into some of the new footage and the body cam footage with the former law enforcement who knows a lot about body cam footage, the process to get it, what it's supposed to look like. And I had a conversation with him the other night. And, yeah, he certainly has some interesting questions. But, like, even that graphic that you guys just put on the screen where yeah, I was a little curious about the shot that went through the back rows. The problem is that graphic is not accurate. Because there was nobody on the top left of the bleachers to the right of Trump that got hit. Everybody was to the right of the big screen. So it actually goes back to the original location and the shots being fired. And there's two shots that make the whole row respond. But again, I'm going to get more into this tomorrow. Trump campaign files complaint with FEC seeking to keep Biden from transferring campaign funds to Harris. Hold on, let me go back because here's the focus. We can debate second shooter. We can debate whatever. Debate whatever. We can have all the debates, and I'm all for it. We have to do this because we don't trust the FBI. We don't trust the Secret Service. We're not going to get answers. They've made that clear. So we have to do this ourselves, investigate, debate, and everything. But let's be clear. We all have to focus on this one thing. They stood down security, and they're covering it up. That's the story. So we can debate second shooter, third shooter, where everything is, casings, everything. We can debate all this stuff. And a lot of people are going to reach different conclusions. I mean, it's just like the JFK shooting, 1,000 different theories. So that's fine. There was a stand down and there was a cover up. Stand down and cover up. That's the big story. Everything else now is up for debate. Stand down, cover up. All right. Trump campaign files complaint with FEC seeking to keep Biden from transferring campaign funds to Harris. Well, they have frozen the funds now. But remember, record donations in 24 hours to Kamala Harris. It was a lie. It was all money in the Biden treasure chest. It was just all Biden's fundraising that he was doing for a year. And then they just transferred it all to Harris. And they said, look, record fundraising. She's so popular. It's just a total lie. By the way, you know, I'm like 50-50 on these cats, the Krasensteins, where it's like, you know what? On one hand, they celebrated me going to prison. On the other hand, they've been at least willing to debate me a couple times. And then on the other hand, it's just like they just outright lie. I mean, they just outright lie. There's no other way to put it. But I also know that they came to Austin. A couple of crew members went out with them, and they're like, yeah, they're actually regular guys. So I'm like 50-50 with these guys. But they put up a poll. So I can't remember if it's Ed or Brian. I think it's Brian. He keeps putting out a poll. He keeps putting out all these polls, and the results keep coming back the opposite of what he wants. He obviously wants them to favor Kamala Harris and favor left-wing politics, and it never does. It comes back. So he's making up all these excuses why they keep coming back negative. So he launches another poll today, like, okay, we're going to actually get it right this time. Stop rigging the polls. Who do you support for election? And it's, last I checked, was 72% Trump, like 36% Harris, 2% Kennedy. So let's go ahead and look that up again. It's just hilarious to watch this. This is a big left-winger, a million followers or more, left-wing Democrat followers. And every poll he puts out, Trump beats Harris. And it's driving him crazy. And he sits there, he says, Harris is driving MAGA crazy. Oh, my gosh. Harris record fundraising. Harris winning in the polls. MAGA's losing their minds. And then every poll he puts up, Trump is beating Harris by a wide margin. Here's that looks like a screenshot of an older one, guys. Yeah. There's way more votes than that now. We'll get the live update. I don't know if it's Brian or Ed, so we'll find it. The point is, Trump, every poll they put out. Now, I'm not saying Twitter represents reality, but there's obviously far more conservatives on Twitter than liberals, and it's not even close. And I've yet to see a single poll on X that Trump doesn't win. So, yeah, they can do their phone banks. By the way, there it is. Trump, 74%. Kamala Harris, 22%. Quarter million votes. So they can do their phone banks, and they can do their internet polls and everything else. They oversample Democrats by 20 to 15%. And Harris only wins by 2%. Now, again, I say we gotta take this deal like we're 10 points, 20 points behind because the thing's rigged against us. But, I mean, come on. How's that poll going? So, guys, go support Ed Krasenstein in his search for the truth to find out if Kamala Harris or Donald Trump is more popular. It's Brian? Okay, it's Brian. I'm sorry. It's hard to tell the difference. Oh, man, that's funny. They're searching for the truth, and they just can't accept that Trump is more popular. See, these polls, they just do phone banks. What they do is they do phone banks, and they call more Democrats, or Democrats lie and say they're Republican to rig these polls, or they buy Democrat email lists and then send out polls to Democrats. And that's how they get these poll results, and then they just type them up. These are not actual live polls. These are all, like, controlled polling, basically, where they can pick who they want to poll. When you put up a live, open poll on X, Trump wins every time. Every single time. Oh, here's an interesting poll. How about this in clip 7? Poll reveals 91% of people who said they were non-citizens who voted. This is from Trust the Vote, or excuse me, True the Vote. Colonel McGregor sharing it, clip 7.
A combined total of 94% of U.S. citizens said they voted for Donald Trump or Joe Biden in the 2020 election. But what's this? A combined total of 91% of people who said they weren't U.S. citizens also voted. Look, you add another candidate, 97% say they voted for somebody. These people say they're not citizens. And 79% of people who weren't sure whether they were U.S. citizens also said they voted for somebody. Now, I can tell you that is stunning and incredible. And you say, all right, well, you know, maybe there were only three of them and this is just noise. Let's go all the way to the top. Out of a sample of 2,466 U.S. likely voters, a combined total of 222 of them said they were not citizens or not sure. That's roughly 10%. So I think it's 9%. Like, that is a statistically significant and major portion of the people who tell us that they are U.S. likely voters.
Well, and obviously, well, that's why they put out the, what did they say on the Yo Voto or whatever? They just don't even give them English stickers. They give them the Spanish stickers. This is why the Democrats want all the illegal citizens in here, folks. It's obvious. They know that they can get them to vote. I mean, duh. They bring them in, they teach them to vote Democrat, and they bring in a whole million voters. Let's stop playing around. That's what they're doing. All right, we got a guest coming up next. It's going to be very interesting to talk to this young gentleman. I want to know what the younger generation thinks about the assassination attempt on Trump and Kamala Harris. So that's our next guest coming up. Folks, you need to go to Dr. Jones Naturals, and you need to get the best energy drink that you're ever going to have, Turbo Force Plus. 10 hours of clean energy in one scoop. Now, if you're like me, I mean, I don't know, maybe you say I'm a caffeine addict. I like caffeine. That's my stimulant of choice, if you will. Big caffeine drinker right here, but don't really like coffee much. So what do? Well, I don't like the energy drinks. They taste like battery acid. They've got all kinds of processed sugar, high fructose corn syrup. No! Okay. All right. Well, I blew that. Okay, well, Turbo Force Plus is sold out, so I'm sorry. That's unfortunate. This stuff sells out fast. You know what's going to sell out next? Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you're a fan of Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, I'd buy it up before it sells out. So I didn't even know that. Turbo Force Plus just sold out. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is going to sell out next, folks. 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take advantage of that before it sells out.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really...
InfoWars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
still trying to connect with our guest. We may be having technical issues. So let me just correct myself here because I kind of blew that last plug. Folks, if we don't plug and you don't shop at InfoWarsStore.com, we won't have this show. And I love this crew. I love this platform. I was an Info Warrior before I joined up here. And so let's keep this thing going. Let's keep the mothership in orbit. And let's shop at InfoWarsStore.com. So, yes, what I was plugging last segment is sold out, Turbo Force Plus. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, another great drink mix at InfoWarsStore.com. Going to sell out soon, 25% off. It will sell out next. Why do I drink Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning? Because it tastes great and it's healthy for me. More than 100% the daily value of vitamin A, B6, B12, vitamin C, vitamin D. And then it's got other things you're probably deficient in, like boron, NAC, glycine, I'm telling you, magnesium. This thing is just stacked, ladies and gentlemen. So it's got all that in one scoop, and it tastes great. Now, I would suggest, if you got kids at home, take out of your fridge the toxic drinks with the processed sugars and the high fructose corn syrup and everything else, the natural flavors, the coloring dyes. Get those out of the fridge. You don't want your kids drinking that. And put in the fridge Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Just make a pitcher of it. You can decide what tastes best. Maybe mix it with juice or just put a bunch of scoops in it. Find out what tastes best. Put that in the fridge. Your kids will love it. They won't be drinking the unhealthy drinks anymore. And you will be supporting the Info War. It's still in stock, right, guys? Right? Still in stock. Not sold out yet. I got to make sure now because these products are selling out fast. Still in stock for now, but it will sell out. So continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a great product. Keep us on air. And it's, you know, it's like massively successful because I just studied media and marketing and everything. It's massively successful. If you get upwards of 10% of your audience to support you by buying products, that's massively successful. It's like most people exist off of 1% of the audience supporting them. And so we're like between like 1 and 5, depending on the day. If everybody listening right now goes and buys a product at InfoWarsStore.com, a great product that you need for your health, make a huge difference. And make Alex Jones really happy too. So if you want to see that, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, guys, just quickly. Are we okay, so we may be having some technical issues here. And so, guys, if we need to abandon ship, I don't even care. I'd rather just go to the phone line. So let's do this. I got a couple minutes left. I got a whole segment coming up. Let's give out the phone number. We'll take your calls. Anything I've covered today is fair game. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Anything I've covered, fair game. Give us a call. Our operators will get your name, where you're at, and we'll get you up on the air. All right, I got a couple other stories here. This is really upsetting. But this is the continued persecution of pro-life conservatives. Pro-life conservative activist Bevelyn Beattie Williams sentenced to 3 years in prison for protesting outside of an abortion center and allegedly blocking the entrance. No. She's a powerful activist protesting abortion. She's going to do 3 years. Now, again, what is justice? Justice is when law is applied equally. And when the people get to decide when it's fair and when it's not. Tell me, how many people got arrested for blocking entrances to, oh, I don't know, a Trump inauguration, a Trump rally? None. How many people got arrested for blocking Jewish students trying to get into their college classroom or get onto their college campus? None. That's allowed. If it's a left-wing protest, it's allowed. But if it's a pro-life protest at an abortion clinic to try to stop a baby from being killed, then you get 3 years. That is heartbreaking. That is heartbreaking. Hey, what do you think about this idea? From Dr. Joseph Cotto. Trump should debate RFK Jr. and ignore Kamala Harris. That's kind of curious, isn't it? What do you guys think about that? What about that? By the way, Trump and Kamala have both agreed to a debate. I'm like 50-50 on if Trump should debate Trump or Trump should debate Harris or not, but it doesn't matter what I think. He's already said he's going to do it. So But wouldn't that be funny if Trump was just like, no, I'm not going to debate Kamala. She just entered the race. Joe got knocked out. So I'll go ahead and debate RFK Jr., though. Just a total insult. And that would hurt. Honestly, that would crush her politically, I think. If they just ignored her and did a debate without her, I actually think that would be a strong political move. And I'm just looking at this strategically. If Trump ignored Kamala Harris, because you got to understand, folks, again, you in this audience, you're in the top 1% of information and the top 1% of political IQ. You really are. So to try to apply your understanding and perspective to the general public is just not accurate. I'm serious. If Trump debated RFK Jr. and just ignored Kamala Harris, most Democrats would think RFK Jr. is the nominee. Don't doubt me on this. So what does that do strategically? Democrats are going to vote for Kennedy. You know, the more I think about this, the more I think it's a better strategy than debating Harris. Let the Democrats deal with Harris. You already debated Biden. You agreed to the debates with Biden. You already agreed to debates in the future with Biden. You beat him. He dropped out. You TKO'd him. He's out of the race. You don't have to debate Kamala. You never agreed to anything with Kamala. I that's what I would do. It's too late. He didn't sign an agreement, I guess. But he already said he would. I'm serious. I would not debate Kamala. I'd say, why would I debate another Democrat? I just knocked out the Democrat. So they don't get to, if I knock out somebody in a fight, you don't get to put somebody else in the fight now. That's not how this works in a boxing match. Oh, I knocked out the fighter. No. They're going to put in a new fighter. No, I won the fight. It's over. They're done. That's what I would do if I was Trump. I would ignore Harris and I would debate RFK Jr. Now, look, he might not want to debate RFK Jr. for strategic reasons. But I actually think it would work to his advantage. I think it would damage Kamala Harris. It would make her look like an illegitimate candidate, which she is. And I think it would put – I think Democrats would think he's the candidate now, and they would vote for him. Do not doubt me on that. That would be the strategy if I was advising Trump. I'd say, look, RFK Jr. is going to take more votes from Democrats than you right now. But especially – if you go up there and you stand on that stage with staunch right-wing politics and you force him to go left on these major issues, Democrats are going to vote for him. You're not going to lose a bunch of votes by debating RFK Jr. Democrats are. That would be my strategy. I would embarrass Kamala Harris by refusing to debate her, and then I would go debate RFK Jr., and trick Democrats into thinking that he's the nominee, and then show Democrats that, hey, look, if you want an actual Democrat, if you want more of a classical liberal Democrat, vote for RFK Jr. I think that would work. I really do. All right, we're going to take calls. By the way, this is a big story, barely making any news. U.S., Canada intercept Russian and Chinese jets off Alaska. NORAD detects Russian Tu-95 and Chinese H-16 military aircraft off Alaska. Now, look, they intercept Russian jets quite often. That's not so odd. The Russian aspect of this, kind of commonplace, actually. And it would make sense, Russia right there off Alaska. It's the Chinese jets, folks, that are very – that's what's odd about this. That's what's abnormal about this. That's what's concerning about this. Usually it's just Russians. But now it's Chinese and Russians. That's concerning. So it's happened. They pushed Russia into the arms of the Chinese. They wanted to date us. They wanted to marry us. But we pushed them right into the arms of the Chinese. Horrible geopolitical strategy.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law.
and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys for our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements. Our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Pretended like she was the president, and she was the one meeting with Netanyahu, saying Israel will. I met with Netanyahu, and I assured Netanyahu Israel will always have our support and the ability to protect itself. Are you the president? Who gave you that command? Interesting. Interesting. All right, to the phone lines we go. Speaking of Kamala Harris, Tim in California wants to talk Kamala Harris. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
She's been not sure whether or not she was border czar. And you went through a laundry list of all the different reasons why people from 170 countries might want to illegally come to our country and take advantage of all the free stuff. But the one thing we got to move up to the top of the list of reasons why it's happened is because back in the Democratic national debate, he was one of like 20 people on stage and said, if I get elected president, you should immediately surge the border. You should
I'll tell him to surge the border. Well, surge the border is what he yelled.
Yeah, but you get the point. If you invite the whole world to come here and then they come here, you shouldn't act like, well, I wonder why they're coming here.
Did we leave any room for doubt that Harris is the border czar today?
I don't think so.
So isn't it amazing? And look, see, and I don't even care to play these nuanced games about, oh, well, we didn't actually say she was the border czar. She's in charge of diplomacy and root causes. Okay, well, what has she done for that? So tell me what she's done for that. There's still a zero. She still gets a 0%, whether she's the border czar or the border diplomat. It doesn't make a difference. It's still a zero.
It depends on what you mean by if. It matters what if is.
Okay, Dr. Peterson.
Good to talk to you, Owen. Keep going.
That's funny. Okay, that's funny. Oh, boy. All right. Don't get me on that one. Let's go to Doug in Kansas. Doug, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. I was wondering about that gal that had the interview with the news report about she said she seen a man on the tower get shot. And
so,
there
yeah.
hasn't been another word about it.
Yeah. So here's again, I think people in an event like that, a shooting, maybe they hear something, they see something, and they reach a conclusion that's not accurate. Now, you haven't heard more about that? You haven't heard about any other eyewitnesses or any other evidence? I'm sitting here and analyzing the shots fired, where we can tell that they went or hit, and there's nothing that adds up to me that would say there was a shooter on the water tower. I mean, so you'd have to basically say that the shooter was on the water tower, and that's the shooter that hit the shooter on the roof. And then I guess he flying squirrel suited off the water tower into the woods. That'd be the only way I could see there being a shooter on the water tower.
You'd think you fell off and everybody would see that. But she did that interview and then disappeared conveniently, I guess.
Well, there's no way to track these people. I mean, how would I find her to talk to her, you know?
You got me. They find people that talk on their phone all the time and say stuff. I don't know how to do it. But anyway, my next one was at the end of Biden's address to the nation there, he said something really strange, I think, unless I misheard it. I think he said God saved the military. Instead of God bless the military.
Oh, really?
And
well, he always says he always does that thing. He says God bless our troops. That's like his sign off line that he says every time. Just total pandering.
I think he said saved. I think he slipped, but you might want to look back at that. And then
Biden misspoke. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God! Yeah, I understand that. But anyway, and another thing, a few weeks or so back, you said something about Alice Cooper, and I'd like you to look at a song he wrote way back in my day. I'm 68 years old, and it's called Flight of the White Fry, and that fits Biden to the T. If you want to check into that and have a good
laugh. You ever seen Alice Cooper and Jill Biden in the same room at the same time?
No, I have not.
Uh-oh. Well, we'll have to dig into that. All right, Doug, thank you for the call. Let's go to Dr. D in Ohio. Dr. D, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to Congress yesterday. I actually didn't see any reporting on that on InfoWars' breaking news feed, which I thought was sort of odd, being that this was such a big news item. But anyway, I thought that the speech was abhorrent and disgusting. Obviously, all of the senators and congressmen in attendance, or at least the majority of them, seemed to all be bought and paid for by AIPAC, and they were sitting there cheering him on, standing up like trained seals. And I don't see that this is an America First agenda whatsoever. The Congress, the senators and congressmen, the vast majority of them are actually Israel First and not America First. So I think that's a big issue. They're not basically doing the bidding of their constituents. And some of the comments that I think were really sort of mind-blowing that Netanyahu made and pretty much nobody was willing to challenge him on included the fact that he was propping up Israel as having the moral high ground in saying that they value the sanctity of life, when it's clear that they've been responsible for massacring over 40,000 Palestinians.
Well, he said, I don't remember the exact quote, he said there has been very little loss of civilian life. He said, like, none, I think. He said none. He might have even said none.
Well, he said practically none is how he termed, how he actually worded that.
You said it right. And look, the reason why I can't speak for the writers or the other hosts, I didn't cover the Netanyahu speech because I was focusing on the FBI hearing on the Trump assassination, and then I was focusing on the Biden speech, and there was some other news stuff, and then obviously the riots in D.C. So I went and watched it last night, and I had the same feeling you did. It was absolutely disgusting. It was abhorrent. I don't know how any American could sit there and feel good about that, especially, again, how is it that Israel gets treated better than America by our own Congress? Because they own our Congress. That's not controversial to say. That's a fact.
Yeah, and then he went so far as to talk about the pro-Palestinian protesters, a lot of whom are, I mean, these are Americans that just, find this whole situation in Gaza to be, very, abhorrent, and calling them the useful idiots of Iran and proxies of Iran. I mean, just the level of gaslighting and, lies coming out of Netanyahu's mouth.
It was disgusting.
It's mind-blowing.
No, you're absolutely right. It was completely disgusting. It was abhorrent. And for Netanyahu, but it's all right. He owns Congress. We know that. Israel owns Congress. So he gets to go up there and convince Americans that all of Israel's wars are our wars, and that America needs Israel. I mean, see, that's the most insulting thing to me. Israel needs America. And that's the whole reason why they buy our Congress, and that's the whole reason why he goes in front of Congress and lies to us. So, no, I'm sorry, America does not need Israel.
Yeah, there's no national security interest as far as the United States to be supporting Israel. We don't get anything out of it. It's just the other way around. Israel is the one that reaps all the benefits, and we basically end up being on the losing end of the losing end, basically. I mean, you've got all of these, people in this country that are, having economic issues, and here we are.
Well, you're absolutely right. I want to take one more call, Dr. D. Thank you for the call. I want to squeeze in Mike real quick. Mike, go ahead.
Yep, I want to talk about the same thing pretty much. That's what I was calling in for. Israel absolutely needs America. And you're absolutely right. They 100% own the Congress, and that's the biggest problem. We just celebrated Independence Day on July 4th, and are we independent? Or we're being controlled by a different country?
Netanyahu should have been up there in Congress kissing our ass, praising our country, offering us money, kissing the boots of our congressmen, begging America for help. That's what it should have been like. Instead, it's like, you need to help us fight Iran. We didn't kill any civilians. You need us. You need Israel. It was disgusting. And look, you know what? We're out of time. It is what it is. We're going to do it again in 21 hours right here. The Veterans Call-In Show tomorrow. I got some pretty special guests you're not going to want to miss.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law.
And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.